The face of Nicholas Easter was slightly hidden by a display rack filled with slim cordless phones, and he was looking not directly at the hidden camera, but somewhere off to the left, perhaps at a customer, or perhaps at a counter where a group of kids hovered over the latest electronic games from Asia. Though taken from a distance of 40 yards by a man dodging rather heavy mall foot traffic, the photo was clear and revealed a nice face, clean-shaven with strong features and boyish good looks. Easter was 27. They knew that for a fact. No eyeglasses, no nose ring or weird haircut. Nothing to indicate he was one of the usual computer nerds who worked in the store at $5 an hour. His questionnaire said he'd been there for 4 months, said also that he was a part-time student, though no record of enrollment had been found at any college within 300 miles. He was lying about this, they were certain. He had to be lying. Their intelligence was too good. If the kid was a student, they'd know where, for how long, what field of study, how good were the grades, or how bad. They'd know. He was a clerk in a computer hut in a mall, nothing more or less. Maybe he planned to enroll somewhere. Maybe he dropped out, but still liked the notion of referring to himself as a part-time student. Maybe it made him feel better, gave him a sense of purpose, sounded good. But he was not, at this moment, nor at any time in the recent past, a student of any sort. So, could he be trusted? This had been thrashed about the room twice already, each time they came to Easter's name on the master list and his face hit the screen. It was a harmless lie, they'd almost decided. He didn't smoke. The store had a strict non-smoking rule, but he'd been seen, not photographed, eating a taco in the food garden with a co-worker who smoked 2 cigarettes with her lemonade. Easter didn't seem to mind the smoke. At least he wasn't an anti-smoking zealot.